Greetings, Tampa Bay sports fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer from Tampa Bay Downs with What's Up at the Downs. Tampa Bay residents are fortunate to have a plethora of top-notch sporting venues located in our metro area. Most noteworthy are the Bucks and the Rowdies celebrating 50-year anniversaries, and Tampa Bay Downs, which I like to call the little track that can, marks their golden anniversary season. Racing started in Oldsmar on February 18th, 1926, and the rest is history, as we like to say. Tampa Bay Downs has grown from a little-known seasonal attraction to be one of America's favorite winter thoroughbred racetracks and a year-round sporting venue. In addition to the racing, the Downs also caters to golfers and poker players. The track itself is known for large, competitive fields and one of the most beautiful and best turf courses in the whole country. The Oldsmar Oval just began the 2025-26 90-day season last Wednesday, November 19th. The meeting will run from now until May 3rd, and racing will take place on a three-day-a-week schedule, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, until the third week in December, when Sunday racing is added on December 21st. The meeting opening day last Wednesday produced some real excitement in the young season. Last year's returning champion jockey, Sammy Marin, who took 116 wins to the winner's circle last season, came right back with two wins on opening day and then four wins the next day on Saturday. He's won six races in 2 days to take an early lead in the jockey's race. And his main competitor, Sammy Camacho, who finished in second place last year, is out with a suspension and won't ride for a few more days. And Marin is really has a chance to go way ahead in the jockey's race. It's a long race, though. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We have 88 days of racing left, and I'm sure Sammy Camacho, who is a very, very good jockey in his own right, is going to come back. Sammy Camacho was champion jockey for 4 years straight before Samuel Marin took the crown last year. So I'm looking forward to a really competitive jockey's race as the season goes on, and we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. The jockey colony at Tampa Bay Downs is known for being very deep and talented. Many jockeys who come to Tampa in the wintertime are leading jockeys at their summer tracks, including Monmouth, Delaware Park, Saratoga, Finger Lakes, Presque Isle Downs, and they come to Tampa in the winter, and it's a very, very competitive meet. In addition to Samuel Marin and Sammy Camacho, the third place jockey last year was Antonio Guiardo, who is known internationally as a very, very superior jockey, and he has been a multiple Tampa Bay Downs champion in previous years. Then in third place, we had Sammy Leone, who won 41 races, and then the veteran Jose Ferrer is one you can't leave out. Jose Ferrer won two races on opening day, and he can outride many jockeys half his age. So keep an eye on those jockeys, Samuel Marin, Sammy Camacho, Antonio Guiardo, Sonny Leone, and Jose Ferrer. And one more I might add would be Alonzo Quinones, who isn't well known in the South here, but he's a very, very successful jockey in the Midwest, and he rides very well at Canterbury Downs in Minnesota in the summertime, and he has won the Minnesota Derby and other notable races up there, so watch out for him. The trainers' race is really going to be wide open. We had nine different trainers win nine races on opening day. It goes to show how competitive it is. The winning trainer last season was Kathleen O'Connell, who had 53 wins, out of 251 starts. And in my book, she's one of the best trainers in Florida. She's been around for a lot of years, and her horses always show up ready to run. Another trainer to look out for, who was second in the standings last year, is Juan Arregada. Won at a 28% rate last year. And his horses are very, very fit and always ready to go. Gerald Bennett is one you have to watch out for. He has been champion trainer at Tampa at one point, I think for 5 years in a row, he won the training championship. So don't forget Gerald Bennett. Chad Brown won 26 races for 30% winning percentage last season. And Chad Brown needs no introduction. He's one of the greatest turf trainers in the business. He wins races all over the country, California, Kentucky, New York, Florida. And when Chad Brown brings a horse to Tampa, you better pay attention. Also, Mike Deeney is another one we have to watch out for. He's well known for having horses up in Tampa in the wintertime and at Monmouth Park in New Jersey in the summertime. So those five trainers are ones to watch out for. We also have to note the lucrative stakes schedule at Tampa Bay Downs starting on December 6th. We have the $125,000 inaugural stakes for two-year-olds. And also on that day, Saturday, December 6th, we have the $125,000 Sandpiper stakes for fillies. And both of those stakes races will be held at 6 furlongs on the main track. Then, looking forward to the new year, on January 10th, we have Skyway Festival Day featuring a trio of stakes races. We have the $125,000 Wayward Last Stakes for fillies and mares at 1 1/16 on the main track. Also, on January 10th, we have the $125,000 Pasco Stakes for three-year-olds at 7 furlongs on the main track. And then we have the $125,000 Gasparilla Stakes for fillies 3 years old on the main track. And then to close out the month of January, on Saturday, January 31st, we have the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Stakes, 4-year-olds and up at 1 1/16 on the turf course. We have another graded stakes that day, the Grade 3 Endeavor Stakes for fillies and mares, 4-year-old and up at 1 1/16 on the turf. That closes out the month of January. Looking forward to February. On February 7th, we have the $125,000 Suncoast Stakes for fillies and 3 years old at 1 1/40 yards. We also have the $250,000 Sam F. Davis Stakes for 3-year-olds with Triple Crown aspirations at 1 1/16 on the main track. The Sam Davis Stakes is a prep for the Tampa Bay Derby, which of course is a prep for the Kentucky Derby. So sometimes we all like to say that the path to Louisville could start right here in Oldsmar at the Sam F. Davis Stakes for some lucky 3-year-old. Also on that day, we have the $125,000 Pelican Stakes for 4-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs on the main track. And then the $125,000 Minaret Stakes for fillies and mares, 4 and up at 6 furlongs on the main track. Lots of stakes action coming up. Then we close out the month of February. Stakes action on February 14th. Have a couple of 5 furlong turf races, a lot of fun. I love those 5 furlong dashes. $100,000 turf dash stakes for 4-year-olds and up at 5 furlongs on the turf course. And then we'll have the $100,000 Lightning City Stakes for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, also at 5 furlongs on the turf course. And then we come to the big day of the whole year, Festival Day, which is highlighted by the $400,000 Grade 3 Tampa Bay Derby for three-year-olds at a mile and a 16th on the main track. Supporting that landmark stake is the Grade 3 Challenger Stakes, $125,000 on the main track for four-year-olds and up at a mile and a 16th. Also on Festival Day, we have a $65,000 Manatee Handicap for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, at 7 furlongs on the main track. We have the $125,000 Columbia Stakes for three-year-olds at a mile on the turf. We also have the Grade 3 $200,000 Florida Oaks for three-year-old fillies at a mile and a 16th on the turf. And we close out Festival Day with the Grade 2 Hillsboro Stakes, a $225,000 purse for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, at a mile and an eighth on the turf course. Also, an additional note, every scheduled stakes race will be covered live on Radio St. Pete this season. Don't want to miss any of those big stakes races. And we close out the stakes action at Tampa Bay Downs for the season on March 29th, Florida Cup Day, where we have six stakes races, all worth $110,000. And it's a distaff turf for fillies and mares at a mile and a 16th on the turf. We have the sophomore turf, three-year-olds, going a mile and a 16th on the turf. We have the Turf Classic for four-year-olds and up, going a mile and an eighth on the turf. We have another $110,000 turf sprint, four-year-olds and up, 6 furlongs. We have the sophomore stakes, three-year-olds, 7 furlongs on the turf. And then we have the closeout race of the stakes schedule for the year, the $110,000 sophomore fillies, three-year-olds at 7 furlongs. We have a lot to look forward to this coming season at Tampa Bay Downs. Racing this week will return on Wednesday. Tune in to Radio St. Pete on Wednesday morning, and you can hear our selections for the feature race of the day. This is handicapper Bob Bauer from Radio St. Pete, wishing you good luck at the races.